Now in the fifth quarter show, we're joined by Windsor head football coach Jake Vinsel. And coach, we appreciate you joining the show. And you get a big victory over Crestridge, 42-14 tonight.
Yeah, it's a big win for our program. I thought our guys just did a great job at executing what we want to do offensively and defensively. You know, Crestridge is a very explosive offensive team. You know, they have a lot of skill guys. They got a quarterback in Will Taylor that can throw it around. And our guys came out and it just did a great job of executing our game plan and what we wanted to accomplish this evening. And they came out and, you know, finished the deal in the second half.
Well, you held that very explosive Crestridge offense to just 14 points. What was the key to success on defense for the Windsor team tonight?
Well, it was balanced offensively, being able to run the football at them, get a hat on a hat up front. Our offensive line played really well this evening. You know, and defensively, Coach McKnight, Coach Monaco over there on the defensive side of the ball had a great game plan. They watched a ton of film, and we knew what they wanted to do. You know, offensively, but then our guys have to go out there and execute it, and we were able to do that this evening. Jacob Ruby had two interceptions on the evening, one of those who returned 50 yards for a touchdown, and our senior cornerback Ryan Dixon just did an excellent job. He was matched up on their number six, Jaden Ring, and he had two interceptions on the evening, and they just did a great job of executing in our scheme and shutting down what they were wanting to do. And that gave us opportunities offensively to be able to run the football at them a little bit and, you know, keep them at an arm's length away, and they're playing catch-up for most of the game.
Well, you mentioned your offense executed very well, and obviously scoring 42 points they did. What was the key to success on offense, and who were some of the kids that led the way?
Well, first of all, I want to talk about our offensive line because those guys have gelled throughout the season and, you know, all the way across the board. Cole Hess, Quentin Boyer, Peyton Stone, Aiden Snyder and Brandon Caldwell, they definitely led the way this evening. They just do a great job of blocking in our scheme, communicating and being leaders for us. And that led to our senior running back, Jonah Roberts, having 20 carries for 202 yards and three TDs. So I'm just extremely proud of what they are able to accomplish this season. Getting 9 wins this evening ties the most wins in school history, and that mark was set in 1988 of a 9-1 record. So it's a great accomplishment for our program, but really proud of how our guys have handled themselves this season. We just got better week in and week out, and I really truly believe we're playing our best football right now.
Well, that's what every coach wants to do, is play their best football this time of the year. Now you'll match up with Adrian next week. Do you know anything about them?
We have faced them already this season. We know that they're a real physical football team. The first time we went over there to Adrian, we felt like we probably didn't play our best game. They're big up front. They like to run the veer and option football, midline, right at you. And so we're going to have to be really good and assignment sound on the defensive side of the ball. And then offensively, we got to execute at a high level. They're one of those teams that eat up a lot of clock, and if you give them possessions, they're gonna be able to drive it, you know, on long drives, sustained drives. So we have to execute a high level on offense, try to keep the ball away from them. But we were really excited about this opportunity, you know, to be able to play in a district championship game. This is the kind of games that we've been building towards as a program. And we're going to go over there, and we're going to give Adrian our best shot, and we're going to represent our school and our community well.